there are so many outstanding offers in the rooms of accessibility. Quite often, the necessary information does not reach the target groups because the information itself is not shaped in an accessible way. We are not talking only about written or printed materials, but also websites, shops, boards, and any type of digital information, but quite often they have not been tested for accessibility. Quite often they are not so well thought out. The keynote is given to Josh Loebner. He has been studying day in, day out with hardly anything, but Josh comes from the advertising industry. Tourism is paving the way in a way. And when it is about marketing and advertising one's options, Josh Loebner is the executive director, inclusion and accessibility at Design Sensory. He's a co-moderator of Explorable, the travel podcast. He says about himself, "I am totally blind on one eye, but practically blind on the other eye. But I see very clearly and all the times the best things." So we are eagerly waiting for your input.
Hello, and thank you, everyone. Just to make sure, can you all see my slide? It says, "Increase your information and imagination."
Yes, we can.
Thank you so much. So yes, my name is, I'm Dr. Josh Loebner, and today I want to talk a little bit about not only increasing information, but also imagination when it comes to elevating accessible tourism. And yes, I am fully blind in one eye and almost fully blind in the other, but that doesn't stop me. I believe that anyone should be able to travel. And what I do is focus on advertising and marketing in travel and tourism to make sure that we can elevate conversations when it comes to people with disabilities. These are just a few of the travel organizations that I collaborate with. And also, again, if anyone is interested, feel free to listen to this podcast. It's Explorable Podcast, and here is the website, explorablepodcast.com. Myself and my co-host interview any number of different tourism organizations. And this isn't simply for travelers with disabilities to listen to, but also the insights that we share on the podcast are for tourism organizations to better welcome in their marketing and communications disability inclusion. And so let's just start our conversation with information. We all know that tourism information has changed. We no longer have paper maps or stacks of books for different travel guides. Some people may still use those, but most everyone uses mobile devices or websites. And so how does, when it comes to this information, accessible tourism come in? Sometimes accessible tourism information is still out of reach. We all are very familiar with texting on our mobile devices and using emojis in social media. And those symbols are wonderful and important to convey very brief information concisely. And we are all very familiar with the symbols of disability inclusion. We've seen many shared this morning. But are there opportunities to go beyond those visual symbols to give much more information? That is one of my main tenets when it comes to being able to promote what you have to offer, is to share as much information as you can. Go beyond the symbols of disability inclusion and accessibility to really provide so much detail as much as possible. And I would argue here that this is the most significant gap when it comes to information and accessible tourism, and that is travel, transportation, and logistics. And you may be asking, well, what do I mean here? What I mean is that I have been so amazed and excited to hear about the many offerings from the museums to the gardens to all of the other speakers this morning and this afternoon. And that is all wonderful. But we cannot only think about accessibility from the destinations, but also the travel and transportation to getting to and from those. If we are unable to be able to support people to know how they can drive there, how they can get to and from a destination via air flight, via metro, via public transit, taxis, ride shares, cars, bicycles, and trails, then we're not doing enough, I would argue, when it comes to the information that we can share. And I'm not suggesting that on every single organization's website, there needs to be so much detail about each one of these travel options. But if there's an opportunity to connect to your website, to the public metro in your area, and link to the page that specifically talks about accessibility, then you're starting to be able to bridge some of those gaps that I would argue are quite significant when it comes to not only showcasing your destination, but making sure we're able to bring people to and from the destination in a way that is very welcoming. And so when I suggest welcoming through communications, again, more details, and details are significant and important. And sometimes we feel like we are adding as much information as we need to when it comes to what is accessible or not accessible at your destination. But that may not be enough. Many people with disabilities want to further validate and further verify by simply having a quick conversation with someone at your organization. And so there could be small additions to your website, to your communications, to allow for that dialogue instead of a very simple monologue on your website, incorporating a telephone, phone number, incorporating an email for contacts, incorporating live texting or live chat, to be able to offer that welcoming and conversation to answer as many questions as possible. Other considerations are to include frequently asked questions on your website. And so this may be an opportunity to, when you, for example, have guests with disabilities at your facilities or destination, ask them to answer a survey and take those survey insights and incorporate them into frequently asked questions on your website or testimonials or other things so that, again, it's not a monolithic or singular message from the destination itself, but also you're incorporating the voices of people with disabilities. And then again, all of these destinations that I've heard from are wonderful and amazing. And I apologize for saying this. I've not visited Germany. I definitely want to. I love gardens and nature, and I love Bach, and I love museums. So I have several things on a checklist to be able to do when I finally get the chance to travel to Germany. The thing here when it comes to showcasing the area and the community to consider is, again, your destination itself may be one of the most accessible and inclusive destinations, but how do you connect that to the larger community? Because if somebody is traveling hundreds of miles to where you are, they may want to be able to find a bistro or a cafe that is near you. And again, I'm not suggesting that your website or your social media or your advertising and marketing needs to tell everything about your community, but are there one or two things that you could share that suggest that you are not an island, but you're connected from an accessibility standpoint to other disability inclusive attractions and things in your area? I also want to clarify that, yes, we all want to consider travel joyous and wonderful, welcoming moments for holiday, for vacation. But there are varied reasons that individuals, families, caregivers travel. And that needs to be considered as well, that people with disabilities may be in hospital or may be going through some type of physical therapy or other medical event, and they're traveling hundreds of miles in particular for that to hospital. But if they're family members or they have certain time at that destination, at that community to be able to experience other things, it's an opportunity for you to share, hey, we can be a warm place for you to visit while you may be doing other things that may not be as enjoyable. So those are things to consider as well. And then this is critical and truly important, and I would argue one of the considerations that travel and tourism needs to focus on much more significantly when it comes to accessible tourism. Again, more often than not, we think of the joyous moments and we want to welcome through information to be able to guide people with disabilities to experience our wonderful attractions and destinations. But we also need to consider those times where at our destination, there may be humanitarian or crisis or emergency needs. And people with disabilities oftentimes are not considered in those. And so hopefully none of this ever happens, but if, for example, someone who is blind is at a museum and a fire happens in the facility, is your organization planned and equipped in a way that you have the information you need to be able to share with those individuals emergency procedures? Or again, we've all been experiencing this global pandemic. How has your organization incorporated people with disabilities within your communications in a way that shows that they are as equitable as any other individual or group that you are trying to convey very important and timely information? So that's a consideration that, again, it doesn't, you don't need to shout this out to the world every single day, but within your strategy, within your planning for marketing and advertising, make sure that these considerations are noted. Now let's dive into some imagination, because again, information is critical, but I do want to share that people with disabilities want to be welcomed just like any other audience. So while yes, your destination, your organization needs to be as clear and detailed as possible with information, it is not only the information that invites people, it is the imagination that you can bring into your television commercials, into your digital advertising, into any aspect of your communications, brochures, et cetera. So start imagining disability sooner. My background, I'm a strategic planner. I'm not a creative. And so I work with brands to be able to start the conversation much sooner in the process, at the very onset of considerations for creative ideas. We want to make sure that we welcome people with disabilities, and we can be very imaginative with it. Here on this slide, I'm sharing examples from Visit Florida. Visit Florida not only has a dedicated landing page and dedicated section on their website towards accessible tourism, they created a digital video series that features many people with disabilities in the communities across Florida. And it highlights wonderful, immersive, emotional and imaginative ways that they experience all of the amazing things that Florida has to offer. I would encourage you to be able to seek this out if you're looking for insightful ideas to add to some of your communications. And then again, talking about strategic planning, here we see some snow and skiers and a disabled skier. And this is for Travel Oregon. What Travel Oregon recognizes is that disability inclusion from an imagination standpoint doesn't need to be bolted on at the end. They have and continue to develop planning that looks at every component of their marketing and communications to be able to see how can this be as accessible and as inclusive as possible. Here, I've heard a lot this morning about neurodiversity, about intellectual and developmental disabilities, and what everyone has said, I will continue that drumbeat. These are very marginalized when it comes to disability inclusion and communications, but there are certain destinations that are advancing in this space. Visit Mesa is one of them, and here you see two print advertisements where Visit Mesa is welcoming people who are autistic and their family members to say, we're a community that's accessible from a physical needs standpoint, but we're also inclusive and welcoming for people who are neurodiverse and who are autistic. And then here, I want to reiterate specifically that, yes, everyone it is 2022, needs to have an accessible website, needs to have accessibility information on your website. But when it comes to marketing and advertising, people need to be guided to a website to find that accessibility information. And oftentimes that's where social media can come into play. That's where we need to look at much more of an omni-channel or integrated way to be able to consider inclusion and accessibility. And while websites are accessible now, while accessibility information is included often on websites, social media is a place where disability inclusion has not been thought of quite often when it comes to travel and tourism. And so this is a wonderful place to continue to start to share those conversations and ensure that those conversations are accessible. This is a journey about hope, love, and belonging. People with disabilities want to be able to travel, want to be able to love not only the destination, but also the journey to and from. Thank you so much.
Also, Details, Details, Details.
Well, details, details, details show. Mr. Schrader is going to be happy. Never forget the wow effect. Never forget the travel to and from. Thank you, and a warm applause to you, Josh.